everybody. Welcome to Talking Games with Tim and Clayton. I'm one of your two hosts, Tim Dunn. That's my co-host.
Clayton.
This is the Nerdalogs Presents. Talking Games with Tim and Clayton. I'm sorry to Chris Geiger and Kevin Reeder and these guys.
It's cool, man. None of them listen to those.
Yeah, no. Clayton, how's your weekend?
Sorry, I was taking a sip of coffee.
Right when he was drinking some coffee.
Right when I went for the coffee. As if I'm not on a podcast. yeah, it was fun. I've been playing a lot of games.
Nice.
That's
always this weird point where you and I check in, and it's like, well, all we do is video games.
Right, it's like, I'm trying to come up with, like, what else did I do?
What else do I do with my life?
Watched a movie, I guess. That's not that interesting to talk about on a video game podcast.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's been a good weekend. How about you, Tim?
Pretty good. What did I do? I went to a buddy's 30th birthday party. That was fun. But yeah, mostly games. Let's just get right into it. What am I talking about?
Try
How else would we talk?
We also do some partying. Did some partying.
So joining us on this discussion today is our friend Sammy Tamimi. Thank you for joining us.
Hey!
Thank you for having me. I'm surprised we haven't had you. We tried earlier.
Yeah. You called the day before.
We're not great at that.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sammy, to be fair, we really thought you'd be available.
That's all he does is wait for podcast invites.
He's not doing his own podcast. He's coming on someone else's.
And we already had a World of Warcraft guest. I feel like that's right in your wheelhouse.
Oh, who was
it? It was
Sam Roos.
Sam Roos, that's right.
Oh, I didn't know he played.
Yeah.
I don't think he does anymore. I think he had to quit.
I think a lot of people don't play anymore. Yeah. It's going down, isn't it?
Well, what's happened is a couple of things. A shift in the... Number one, think about our age demographic. When we first started MMOs, we had all the fucking time in the world.
Oh, yeah. College, right?
Yeah, college or straight out of college, improvising. You're like, well, I'm not doing a show. I'm not rehearsing. I'm going to play video games for four, 5 hours and then go to my shitty temp job the next day.
Right.
Now it's like,
that's not the case anymore.
No.
But also you get older, you're like, oh, wow, I don't want to sit for 4 hours doing this. So that fades up people. Plus, the shiny has worn off a little bit.
Yes, it just, it's not as pretty of a game, you know, as it was when it came out.
No, I played Guild Wars 2, and I have a blast. It's a very pretty game.
Sure.
But you can never go back to your first love, which was WoW. And I played it with a ton of improvisers, and it was so many bits, so much fun had.
Who was in your World of Warcraft crew back in the day?
Oh, you're not going to recognize any of these names.
Right, that's fair.
Dave Gilly?
No.
Dan Telfer?
I recognize Dan Telfer.
Yeah, he's the guy who got us in. Garrett Gottschalk? Tyler Lansdowne? Oh, Chip O'Coin still does it.
Chip O'Coin?
Yeah.
O'Coin?
Oh, yes.
How do you say
his
name? Chip O'Coin.
Aqua. Chip, I'm sorry. I killed your name.
It's cool. Again, none of these people are listening. Also, I think most of those names are made up, so...
So I played with a bunch of guys, and, like, you know, you'd run home. If you didn't have a show, or even after you came home from a show, you're like, you log in at 10. There's, like, 6-7 people you know. And I also was in one of the hugest guilds. It was Panda Attack, which was versus Penny Arcade, which you do know.
Oh.
So they picked a PvP server, so one side was Penny Arcade, and the other side was Panda Attack. And it was just like alliances versus alliances, and this one made it so much fun. It's like, oh, this chunk of the internet hates you, and this other chunk of the internet is trying to kill him. I now actually work at Groupon with two people who were in the opposing alliance and laughed about it.
Wow. Was Panda Attack pre Mists of Pandaria?
Pandaria? Yeah, oh, look.
Hey, now I'm not going to feel bad about it.
No, God.
Pandaria?
What the fuck? I thought this was a gaming podcast.
Oh, my God.
That's, what is that, like on Pandora from the fucking...
you guys could not make me feel bad about that
one. Hey,
it was straight from Vanilla WoW. From the very beginning.
Okay.
Vanilla is what they call before they edit all the
expansions. Oh, gotcha. Okay. I don't know.
Tim
could have been a soda, for all I know.
Tim tried to turn his eyes back into his head, trying to look for more information.
Tim, don't leave the room.
Oh, boy. Well, let's get into what are we playing right now. Sammy, what are you playing?
Well, I was talking to Clayton about this before you got here. It happens. Sometimes he has conversations with me.
Wait, if you show up early, guess sometimes I will talk to you.
Right, yeah.
Other times you gotta wait till Tim gets here.
Yes.
I'm in that weird fall, end of summer, beginning of fall lull, where there's like, there's nothing I want to play right now because it's all going to come out in a few weeks.
Yeah, months. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to start something old because I'm like, now I'll be committed to playing that old game while the new stuff is out.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at that, but is there a big holiday season rush of games coming up?
I mean, we've got Far Cry 4, Borderlands, the pre-sequel, all coming out in the next couple months. Witcher 3, bunch of games. Yeah.
That's great. Oh, yeah. Dragon Age.
Yeah, Dragon Age Inquisition.
Well, Wasteland
2 is coming out this month.
Civilization Beyond Earth, which I might as well just phone in the rest of my life during the winter.
That looks awesome.
But you're also, like us last week. Was it last week? You play Pathfinder.
Yes, I play Pathfinder in the organized campaign, which is much different than what you guys play. Not much different in that it's a different game. It's much different in the rules we play by.
Oh.
So the best analogy for this is everyone plays Monopoly, but everyone has their own house rules.
Yes, your free parking money, etc.
Yes, and don't get me started on free parking money, because that's bullshit. Because it only extends the game.
You're not wrong. Yeah.
So imagine if you played Monopoly nationwide, and there was one overseeing bodies like, here are the house rules nationally. And you can carry money over from game to game, and no matter where you sit, whether it's in San Diego, Seattle, Germany, we all know it's legit, because we all play by the same rules.
Wait, does carry money change over literally in this metaphor to Pathfinder? Like, your characters are constant, like, you bring them in other games and stuff?
So, for example, I played my character at 4 or 5 different conventions around the Midwest. Renee Duquesne, who was over at Comic Sports.
Recognize that one.
Yeah, he is kind of a big deal, because he's what's called a 5-star GM. He's GM'd over 150 games internationally.
Wow.
So he plays everywhere, and he can play the same character he plays. Like, if we played tonight, he can play that character, then go to Germany and play the same character, and everyone would be like, oh, yeah, it's legit, because we all play by the same rules.
Right. That's cool.
Instead of having a bat fly at a dragon. Oh, shit, I listened to this podcast.
I still feel bad about biggest fan.
What, about stabbing that dude? Fuck that dude, man.
Poor guy.
Nah, he was coming on too strong.
We almost died from those bugs, too.
Yeah.
I think we haven't discussed this with Aaron, but Clayton and I talked about this and with the Nerdlogs. I think we're planning on having the adventures of Dougie and Grubbs become maybe a once-a-month thing. We're very excited about
that. Yeah, that'd be fun.
I really would like to get some improvisers together to play some of the alternate RPGs out there that are totally in an improviser's wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah?
There's one called Fiasco, where it's like a communal storytelling. So it's kind of like if the game you're playing is a one-off Coen Brothers movie. You get, like, 4 or 5 people.
Oh.
And you pass the story around, and there's, like, certain rules. But it always goes bad.
Yeah.
Every time.
I would love to do a Cthulhu one, and I would love to do... I've never done one of those Star Wars role-playing ones.
Oh, yeah,
those are really cool. Clayton, what are you playing right now?
Oh, man. I just beat Yama in Spelunky, the secret boss that you have to go through hell. Yeah, it was a huge moment for me, and I really, thank you everybody for your
you
support
just hear
during
the
this
applause
time.
Through the recorder, right?
Exactly.
Now.
You in the future, your support has helped me so much through this time.
Is it one of those moments? Did you like, you did it, you're like, fuck yeah, and you just get up from the computer, like you pause and go, and you walk around a little bit and go, yeah.
What I did was I yelled, I did it, at the top of my lungs, and Nicole was upstairs making dinner or whatever, and she like runs out, she's like, what? And I'm like, I beat fucking Yama, and she plays Spelunky too. So she like lost her mind, and we both just were so excited.
That's awesome.
The ideal nerd's life. Your wife stops cooking to celebrate your video game victory.
Right.
Oh my god. So do you feel like you're done with Spelunky?
I think so.
Yeah.
Nicole started playing last night. She's like, do you want to play? I was like, I'm gonna go to bed. I can't do it anymore.
Oh, that old thing?
Fuck this game. I can't do it. I'll go back and play, I'm sure, but.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna try for like an eggplant run or anything.
No.
Until Nicole gets really good, and then I'm gonna like maybe try with her, but.
I do like the daily challenges, just doing like one a day. Yeah.
Hmm. Oh boy, the scanner box intermittent reinforcement.
Yeah, it's what?
That's how MMOs and games like that works. Like, every so often you'll get rewarded with an upgrade, or there's a daily thing to do, so you keep coming back playing.
I didn't know it was named after Principal Skinner from The Simpsons. Is that what you said?
So you're not an achievement hunter.
Not really. I don't care that much about that stuff. But with Spelunky, I was more just like, man, I think I can do this. And then it just took me fucking 69 hours to do it. Exactly 69 hours. 69, baby.
Ow!
Oh, baby. And then earlier today, because I'm in the same boat as Sammy, I don't really have any games I'm itching to try out.
Sure.
So I downloaded an emulator, the version of Aladdin. The whole Super NES game.
Dude, I love that.
I played through the whole fucking thing, and I was like, this looks great.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's easy.
Yeah.
It's
super fun. I played fucking, like, Sunset Riders, that game where you, like, fucking cowboys and shit.
Oh, yes.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a blast. It was so much fun.
That was in the arcades, too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that one.
It is ridiculously hard. It is so hard. I just beat it before you guys came over.
Nice.
Well, to talk about, like, games coming up, like, you being in the empty space, I was looking at games on my iPad, I'm like, oh, man, I could play Final Fantasy 3.
Yeah.
Or whatever, whatever it's called here.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, why would I, oh, that's stupid. Why would I buy this game and play on my iPad when new games are coming out in a week and a half?
Yeah, right.
Stuff. I bought some DLC for Dark Souls 2 and started it and was like, I don't want to do this. I'm not ready to dive in. It was that same thing of like, I don't want to dive into this. I've got other stuff I'm way more excited about.
You do have to be in a certain headspace to get into Dark Souls.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you've beaten the game twice, it's like, well, fuck, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Yeah. Clayton was explaining to me, it's like, oh, it's this masochistic game, and when you die, you lose everything, and you gotta start over. I'm like, that's not that fun.
But, it's hard to explain. I really didn't like the first Dark Souls. I kind of like Dark Souls 2 better. I feel like they streamlined it a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go back in, I don't think.
No, don't do it.
I played Diablo 3 hard mode just a couple times with some buddies, and I died. I'm like, well, that was fucking 3 hours of my life wasted that I won't get back.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, transition, I just picked up Diablo 3.
Nice!
Oh, nice.
It is great.
PC?
No, I'm on PS3.
Fuck you.
Whoa.
God.
Damn, console
Sammy
gamers.
Just pulled out a knife for the listeners to know.
He's cutting another name into his arm. Oh, God, that's Tim's name.
What classes did you guys pick when you played Diablo 3?
I went with Monk, which was fucking fun as hell.
Yeah.
And I also did Demon Hunter, but I didn't get as far with that one. Mm.
I played Demon Hunter, then I messed around with Barbarian, but when the expansion came out, the class that I've always wanted, it came out, was basically the Crusader, which is basically a Paladin.
Oh, yeah.
Fun as shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is my class. And I beat the game on both characters, the Demon Hunter and the Crusader, and I did some of the post-beat-the-game stuff, and I'm like, oh, I get it. Oh, it's a treadmill. I'm done?
Yeah. I picked the Wizard, and I like him. It's very fun. But I feel like every time I do one of these games and I pick a specific class, there's like a certain amount of hours in, I'm like, I want to do the exact opposite. Like, I would love to do like a Barbarian or something like that.
Barbarian's fun.
Yeah. Besides that, Diablo 3, great. I went to BitBash. Did you guys hear about this?
I saw that. It looked pretty cool.
Yeah, it was this event that was thrown at Threadless, and it was just a bunch of indie game developers showing off all these new games. And I went there because the Nerdlogs were working with Chicago Loot Drop, with our former guest Mike Chuck, who we talked about wrestling with in that creepy basement.
Hell yeah, brother. underneath the public house theater, where the murders are happening.
So, I did feel bad because Kevin was like, hey, you come in, because it was, like, tough to get in. But they were like, yeah, you'll just work the booth and, like, talk to people about Chicago Loot Drop. And I was like, Kevin, I don't think you understand that. You picked maybe the worst person to, like, talk this thing up. Like, I'm all for Chicago Loot Drop. I'm just not for selling shit. Like, that's why I got fired from Best Buy, because, like, I didn't want to sell those horrible product replacement plans. Yeah. It was awful.
3 hours of grueling torture.
Oh, God. Let's do a little interaction, you and me, Clayton, where I sell you a product replacement.
All right, perfect.
Oh, hello there, sir. I know that you're, I see you're buying this telephone here. You know,
This phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What kind of phone is this real quick?
Time out. Can we just get to the part where I sell you the replacement plan?
Sure. I just try to play more of a character.
Experienced improvisers, yeah. Everyone.
Do you want some backstory?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. You just went through a divorce. Okay. And you need this phone for your new apartment.
All right.
Okay.
Is this like a landline?
It's 2004.
It's 2004?
2004.
Okay, cool.
It's like a Virgin Mobile phone.
All right.
Do you want to jump right back in, or do you want to go back?
Yeah, let's jump in.
Okay. Right, so I see you're buying this phone, and...
it's tough, though. I mean, ever since 9/11, pretty upset.
From 3 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, it was only 3 years ago, man.
What's
your problem?
No, I'm not. It was a horrible thing.
Listen, buddy, I just got out of a bad marriage. I don't need some punk-ass kid telling me what's up.
Excuse me, sir, store manager. Am I giving you trouble?
Yeah, I'm sorry. This guy's trying to tell me that 9/11 wasn't that big a deal.
I didn't say that 9/11 wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, you say it didn't change everything, dude.
This man is going through a terrible divorce, and he's taking it out on me.
I told you that in confidence.
No, you didn't.
You're fired.
Oh, God damn it. So that's why I was bad at the Chicago stuff.
Oh, I can see it. No, I understand.
Yeah.
He didn't even try to sell that guy.
Yeah, that's like a double whammy, man.
Yeah.
Point being, I saw some really cool stuff, but god damn it, you guys, I got to try the Oculus Rift.
And really?
Holy shit, it's so cool. Let me be clear. They didn't do like a game with it. What they did, which was super awesome, was this thing called Disunion, which was a simulator of you being a noble during the French Revolution in a guillotine.
What?
It was like 30 seconds. You like lean over and then you look around in the Oculus Rift at all these like peasants surrounding you in an execution over here and like someone doing a public like proclamation. And then after a while, your head just rolls into the basket in front of you, and it was so crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But that being said. Like, I don't know, I was only wearing it for, like, 30 seconds, but I hope I'm not the type of person that gets... There's, like, like 10% of the people get, like, violently sick when they're using it or something
that would
like
be
that.
Me.
Yeah?
I can't do first-person shooters because I get motion sick so hard. I can barely do third-person shooters.
Huh.
So it really depends. Like, I could do Sleeping Dogs, which isn't too bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes Mass Effect will get me. It takes me a little breaking-in period. Yeah, it's
interesting.
Tough.
Interesting. But yeah... Boy, if you get a chance to try an Oculus Rift, go for it. They're very cool. Do you guys see those becoming, like, commonplace?
Well, yeah. It's just once the price comes down. I mean, look at this TV in his room. How many inches is that?
Dude, I don't even know.
Yeah, so back in the day, a million inches. Back in the day, no one could afford a million-inch TV. Clayton just has, like, 3 or 4 in his room.
That's right. Man, they're cheap as shit. A million pennies for each.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. This is Obama.
But I think that's about everything. I remember some Bit Bash. There's some very cool stuff.
Did you see either of you guys? There's a game that's being that's on Kickstarter. I just backed it. I think it's called like Moon Hunters or some shit like that. It's one of these like 16-bit kind of retro games, but the way it was described is like sort of like Castle Crashers esque, and it looks fun as hell.
Nice.
Yeah, really fun. Check it out because I just backed it, and I was like, it's like a Canadian game, so
very cool.
You know, it's like $14, no big deal.
I've only Kickstarted one thing, and that's the Annoyance Theater.
Oh, sure.
I can't bring myself to kickstart games or books.
What? No, you get like super cheap.
No, that doesn't.
Nah, dude, you can pay like $14, you get a game. It's awesome.
Well, what about, you won't do early access on Steam, yet you'll kickstart a game?
Yeah, well, you know, it takes a while. It's like an investment.
I mean, don't look at me. Three of my meals last week were from canned goods I got cleaning out the upstairs gallery. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Delicious!
Tim.
Okay.
Wow.
Right, Sammy
Tim
wanted to talk about today.
Oh, my God.
This is an intervention for Tim. Surprise.
I hope Alex doesn't listen to this. It was good. It was good cans. He was like, yeah, throw those out. And I was like, I'm going to fucking throw these out. All right, this is getting sadder and sadder.
I think Alex listening to this is the least of your concerns.
In my life right now.
Oh, my God.
But let's not talk about my situation. Let's talk about games, because that's less sad. I just play games.
Sammy's
writing another name on his arm with his knife.
Sammy wanted to talk about the first games that really got us into gaming and had an effect on us. Sammy, what was your first, like, go-to system?
Cool. When I was a kid, my dad bought an Atari 2600.
Yeah,
and that's absolutely. Back when they cost whatever would be the equivalent of $700 nowadays.
Wow.
Jesus
That's
Christ.
So crazy.
So we played, like, War, which had 52 games in it, which were basically four games that had, you know, whatever, 17 variations each. But all the early 2600 stuff I played and I loved. It was fantastic. It's the arcade!
Yeah.
But I really didn't get hooked, not even through NES or whatever. What I really got hooked on was Commodore 64, when I had my disk drive. That's when I became a gamer, because I played old-school first-generation RPGs on it, and it was great.
I didn't know there were RPGs on Commodore.
Fantasy? With a PH?
No.
Yes. It was fantastic. Oh, a Wizardry? Might and Magic?
I believe you. I believe these.
Why don't you believe me?
The original Might and Magic, yeah. I've heard of that.
Is that one of these ones where I vaguely remember, like, the sort of RPGs at the time? It would be, like, kind of first person, and it would be like dungeon crawler kind of, and it'd be like you can go left, right, forward, back, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Vector graphics, because it's all like the really support.
That's right.
Yeah, it's those sorts of games, and I'm like, oh, this is blowing my mind! Yeah! I'm glad we spent all this money for me to play games!
Do you think it was those RPGs then that really hooked you?
Oh, yeah, because I would spend so much time growing up a kid in basically the ghetto. With a computer, it was my escape from going to a shitty school and living in a shitty neighborhood. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna make this party. I'm gonna make a party of all human clerics, and I'm gonna beat the dragon. I'm gonna spend like Clayton's like, I'm gonna go to the end and beat the game.
Yeah.
I'm gonna spend the next 10 days find this. Me and a buddy would play, and we'd take turns what we called driving, pushing key sticks to go wherever. And that was a way for us to bond. And then I got into Dungeons and Dragons, but that's a different story. But it's basically the same thing. It's like fun games, escape, play, except it was on a computer versus being on a console.
Yeah. I wish I'd have played Dungeons & Dragons in high school. I had the free time. I mean, I guess we had Final Fantasy VII and shit like that.
Yeah, we had shit to do, man.
We were in the modern day.
Clayton, what do you feel like was your game that really...
I remember, like, because the first system I remember having was a Sega Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Sonic really got me. Like, I was like, okay, this is, like, perfect. This is, like, what I want things to be. That was definitely the first game I really got into. And I remember getting Sonic 2, and I've talked about that on the podcast before, how it had, like, a sort of co-player or a co-op thing. And my dad and I played a little bit. And my dad was... we didn't live in the ghetto, Sammy. I lived in a nice suburban home.
Shots fired. Got you.
Yeah.
Literally.
So, yeah, shots fired. In your neighborhood. Not in mine. But yeah, so my dad was like an accountant who was... Yeah, like, he's a busy dude. Wasn't around all the time. So that was like a nice bonding thing for us when I was pretty young of like playing games together. Because he was a big Atari 2600 player as well. It's not to say that you're the same age as my dad, Sammy, but the comparison
fired.
Is
shots
wrong.
Figuratively.
Figurative shots fired, this time in my neighborhood, against you, for wandering in. You shouldn't be here. But yeah, no, it's shit like that was like, okay, like, oh my god, like, this is exactly, like, it plugged into the perfect, like, just... Again, escape, like Sammy was talking about, but for me it was also just sort of like this, wow, like, the things that can happen in here are so specific and so interesting. And, you know, I went over to my friend's house and watched him play Final Fantasy II and was like, oh my god, like, the game has changed yet again. Final Fantasy II, I remember, like, freaking out when, like, Rosa got captured and being like, no! No!
Right.
After all this time! I got very emotionally wrapped up in games, as you can imagine.
Well, one of the most nervous moments I ever had was in Final Fantasy when you're waiting for the ninja to come back.
Oh, Shadow.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and some people apparently didn't stay. I was loyal, guys. I was loyal. I'm like, if I lose the game right now, it's worth it, because Shadow is coming with me. I'm sticking by this guy. And he came back, guys. He came back.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's the thing about that period is, like, the Square stuff was so different and seemed so advanced than anything else that was out there at the time. Like, there were amazing platforms and stuff like that on the consoles, but, like, that depth, and, you know, they were doing stuff similar to that on PC, but, like, with consoles that were out there in America at the time, like, that just blew me away when I saw stuff like that. Like, I remember going over and seeing, because my go-to one is Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
Because, like, I went over to a buddy of mine in, must have been middle school or something like that, and just even seeing him, like, go being in the Epic or whatever, and going into all these different time periods, and there being a different aesthetic for all of them, and just how beautifully designed it all was, you know, like, the first games I played were, like, Mario and Duck Hunt, and that, you know, that was fun. I got it.
Yeah, I wasn't quite, like, I had a lot of trouble with, like, Mario when I first played it, because I was like, I don't understand it. Like, I don't, what is this? Like,
what is a platformer?
Yeah. And, like, yeah, my dexterity wasn't quite what it is now.
Right. You beat Yama, dude.
Yeah, I put some points into that shit.
What about you?
You know, my first ones were probably, because my first system was a Super Nintendo. My folks were very, very, not religious, but they were very weary of me spending all of my time on this thing that would just, you know, suck my brain out. And, I mean, yeah, it kind of happened.
Well, it's just been born out.
But yeah, the big touchstones in the Super NES generation were Chrono Trigger. I loved Super Mario RPG. I thought that was great. Super Mario World, such a great game. And then, yeah, the big one, like, the other big ones were, once I hit PlayStation, Resident Evil 2 was huge for me.
Yeah.
Because that had, in a similar way that Final Fantasy had done this whole new sort of genre I'd never experienced, nothing had made me afraid before. Like, I had never turned off the system for fear of my life, which makes no sense when I think about it now. Because the system can't hurt you. But it was just, like, I'd never experienced anything like that before. And then Silent Hill, similarly. So, yeah, I feel like RPGs and survival horror were the ones that really got me into video games.
Did Sewer Sharks didn't make you scared?
Oh, my God, I forgot about Sewer Sharks. Was that Sega CD?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I knew one guy who had a Sega CD, and that, it was bonkers. Like, it's like the live-action stuff mixed in with gameplay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have one?
I am a bellwether for bad system choices.
I feel like we've never talked about the Sega CD.
Let's see. I've owned a VIC 20 before Commodore 64.
Just tell me what that is. I can't even.
It's like the 5-byte version of the Commodore 64.
Okay.
Which
perfect.
Is
perfect.
Then I got
did really well. I imagine.
then I got, unfortunately, a TurboGrafx 16.
Sure.
Before I got an SNES.
Oh, God, I remember that. Very, very briefly, like, seeing my buddy, like, playing one and being like, what the fuck is this? Like,
great graphics, didn't make it, guys. And I'm like, you know what, I'm going to pick a winner. I'm going to pick the 3DO.
Oh, my God.
What was it, $600 at the time? I was working a job. God. It's cool. I can afford that. I can throw down $600 and get a couple games.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, though. Whatever you're playing, you know, the early versions of, you know, disc-driven systems, 3DO nailed it. FIFA, Road Rash, Wing Commander 3 and 4, which are awesome to play on the 3DO.
Which one had Mark Hamill?
3 and 4.
Three. Well, oh, they both have?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
A Branching Stories. It was great.
And you
could play CDs on it, guys. They had...
I can't tell you what a huge deal it was at this point.
Run and Gun Basketball. They had their own version of Run and Gun. Like, where you face forward, and it was like...
What?
And remember that guy, Van Axel, the sportscaster? Something Van Axel?
Pistols
are slamming the rim! All right!
You're on the wrong podcast.
Yeah.
It was a great basketball game. So they had lots of great games on it. It was just too expensive for the time.
Not for you though. You
yeah.
I had lots of money. I was rich and dumb.
But eventually, you ended up with the Sega CD. Did you?
Oh, my buddy had it, and I watched him play.
Oh, gotcha.
And I was like, nope, never.
I've been burned too many times.
I'm doing mainstream stuff from now on.
That 3DO left a bad taste in my mouth.
Were there some gems that maybe we don't know about from these systems that didn't really...
Well, Ultima was on the Commodore 64, Heroes of Might and Magic, I want to say, or is that PC? For those all begin to blend together because I upgraded to a regular, you know, I don't want to brag, guys, but 150 megahertz computer. There was a turbo button. If you push it, computer ran faster.
Not bad.
Not bad, dude.
So the Commodore 64
stuff. You can smell plastic melting.
Yeah. And the early PC stuff blend together in my head, but I played like lots of RPGs back then, because it was just fun and turn-based stuff, because that's better for the systems, obviously.
Yes.
That's another one. When the Fallout... when Fallout came out, that was huge for me, too.
Oh, Fallout was great. Too bad about Fallout 2 when it first came out. It would erase your system.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, when it first came out, there was an error where it would reformat your C drive.
Oh, my God.
Perfect. Good work.
Myth? You ever play Myth?
No, I never played
By Bungie?
But Bungie, the Halo guys?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was a real-time strategy game, but you have 10 dwarf soldiers and 10 archers. That's it. Good luck completing the level.
What?
So you fight armies, and then if you're lucky, by the end of the level, you guys are still alive.
Huh.
That's crazy.
Have you been a PC gamer most of your life?
Yeah, I enjoy people modding them the most, because it gives you extra replayability. Baldur's Gate, I played it with so many different mods. All the Baldur's Gate games.
Oh, yes. That's one that I want to go back and play. I want to try Baldur's Gate 2, which I hear is just incredible.
Yeah, you have to re-tilt your brain for the system, because it's not intuitive.
I'm sure. I don't know if you've listened to the podcast before. Clayton's got a pretty good setup. You guys ever compared specs or anything? Do you have a current gaming PC?
I was lucky in that someone was leaving Chicago, Kirk Mason, and his company that he worked at folded. He's like, hey, you want a computer? This gaming computer. So I'm like, sure. I went and picked it up. It was like 40 pounds. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I got it home, and it turned out it used to be a server.
Oh.
What? Holy shit.
Yeah, so it's like dual quad chip, 3.2 gigahertz.
Mm.
It came with 8 megs RAM.
Wow.
I'm like,
yeah.
So it's meant more for mathematics stuff. Runs game fine, guys.
Don't worry.
It's behind the curve, but I have a good graphics. I'm good for a while. I don't need to play anything at ultra settings. And I don't play first-person shooters, so I'm double okay.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't need to be playing Crysis or anything like that.
Oh, God, I'd probably throw up all over the place. I've literally played... what's the one everyone loves? Number 3 hasn't come out yet, and that's the running joke.
Half-Life.
Half-Life.
Oh.
I played Half-Life for an hour. I had to go lay down in bed because the room was spinning for, like, 2 hours.
That's crazy. We just talked about this with Tim Ryder a while back. He doesn't like playing first-person games, so, like, he's missed out on your Fallouts, you know, your new Fallouts, Skyrim, you know, like, could you do Skyrim?
Is it first-person or third?
It's first-person, so you have...
You could do third-person, but... It's pretty shitty.
It's not, you can't play like
And if
that.
It's really tight over the shoulders, might as well be.
Interesting. So I asked him this. Do you feel like you're missing out on some of the, like, best games of the generation?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. Even just from experiencing it, not even beating it, just experiencing what it has to offer.
Sure. Yeah.
That's why I'm like, oh, Sleeping Dogs. I can play Sleeping Dogs. Thank God.
Yeah, you probably don't even know until you try it, too.
So it's a big investment to gamble.
Yeah.
And Sleeping Dogs is on sale. Thank you, Steam Sale.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can gamble. If I can't play it, fine. I bought The Witcher on sale, and then I started getting sick. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah. Witcher 2 is pretty great.
I hate you.
Hey, man. Join the club of everyone who's ever been on this podcast.
listeners can't see this. Sammy carved Clayton's name into his arm now.
I'm running out of arm.
Yeah. We need to get those trees.
Yeah.
So you know.
Finish the podcast first. Priorities.
Well, are there games you won't play? Like, I know I will never play a Japanese dating sim or cooking sim.
Hey, man, it's just got to be the right type, you know?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
If there's enough, like, fucking sexy shit.
You know what I'm fucking saying, man?
No, I saw a review recently for like a Japanese dating sim that was like pretty well reviewed. And it's like, it's a girl who's like loves birds and she's going to a high school for birds. And it's, I'm not even making this up. Like I was just like browsing IGN and saw that and I was like, what the fuck? And they were like, I mean, it's kind of interesting that they're doing something different. I'm like, what the fuck? What is this? I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Because anything with, like, an 8 or above, usually I'm like, oh, maybe I'll research this a little bit. But I saw the description, I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I do feel like I'm missing, because I don't play console games, so I'd rather do it on PC. Like, Fire Emblem series, I hear, is really good.
Yeah.
And that'd
probably
be right up my alley. Final Fantasy Tactics.
So. Oh, you've never played Tactics?
Well, I don't own.
Sure.
Man, dude, you can get on your iPhone
now. Yeah.
Get on your iPad. That's a good investment.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a game, so I will.
It's not bad.
Yeah. That's one of the classics for me, I think.
Yeah. The iPad version does, like, the shitty, like, anime, like, cutscenes in between rather than the in-engine stuff.
It's kind of like the redone George Lucas Star Wars of that game.
Yeah. Which is a shame. Fuck. Oh, Christ. I'm, like, mad at you now.
Well, I really want, but this is too big an investment. I really want a PS4, but the first game I would get would be the remastered Last of Us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That wouldn't make you sick?
I don't know.
It's pretty tight over the shoulder.
Fuck.
It might not be good for you.
I have to wait till there's a PC version with a mod, if there ever is one.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have mods for people with this sort of, what do we call it?
Disability?
Motion sickness?
Yes, there it is.
You can widen the field of view.
Oh, okay.
There's tricks you can minimize or change the window size and all that. But then you're starting to lose the experience.
Right.
As intended.
Yeah, diminishing returns.
Yeah.
Or something. I just said something. I
know what you mean about dating simulators and games I just don't want to play. Like, everybody has told me that Catherine is really cool, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, I like puzzles, but I don't know. Story-wise, I don't really give a shit if this guy's dating a demon or whatever. Like, I want to be texting my girlfriends as part of a game. It's like, let me shoot someone. You know what I mean? Like, that's...
You don't have that Grand Theft Auto 4 experience? Cousin, let's go bowling.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any games I won't play. Like, I'll usually try something out if it's got, like, good enough reviews, but... Like racing games have always kind of bored me.
I don't
like sports
do
games.
For me.
I don't care
unless you can shoot. But then it might as well be a space sim. So that's a space sim.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting because like there's one Super NES football game where I don't care about sports games at all. Guys, I think there's a reason why if you go to like the dollar bin at People Play Games, it's all sports games. Okay, yeah. There was one on the Super NES where you could do like a training camp thing, and it was essentially just an arcade of mini games to just boost your football player's stats. So like, there was a kicking one, and there was like, tackle drill one, and that was awesome. But then I played them all. When I got this souped up player, it's like, all right, now you can use them in like a season. And I was like, man, I'm good.
Yeah.
Why would I?
Yeah, I know he's gonna win.
The hard work is done.
Yeah, exactly.
Until you meet your training camp nemesis in the playoffs.
That would be great. That would be awesome if there was like an actual story there. But it's always just like, hey, you're the best basketball player in the world. And it's like, yeah, I guess. I don't fucking, like, no one else is good. Like, because no one else is a player.
Yeah.
So I just got everything.
Yeah. The one game I would try would be and it's so weird to even say this, the football, European football, soccer, simulator, like Football Manager.
Football Manager, I was thinking about that.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So you're like, oh, you play by the stats, and you have no control over the players. I'm like, that sounds kind of interesting. It's basically fantasy football, right?
It's like if they'd have made a game for Moneyball, basically.
Yeah, yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
Stratomatic presents Moneyball. Do you even know what Stratomatic is?
I do not, but...
Oh, thank you for the laugh, then.
No problem. Sammy, you have some pretty deep references. I don't know if the listeners can tell.
Yeah.
Skinner, what was that one?
Skinnerbox?
Skinnerbox.
President Skinner.
You was...
Principal Skinner.
Principal Skinner?
President Skinner.
President Skinner.
Spoilers on Simpsons, please.
Yeah, he began...
Armin Kanzarian. Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Simpsons some podcast.
The one that, it wasn't a deliberate decision not to play it, but the one that I feel like I've missed and was a huge part of my generation was Ocarina of Time. Like, I still haven't played that one, and that's the one that people go, when I say it. Oh, yeah. One other thing. I did the Geek Show this past weekend, which was a show at Stage 773 that some of our previous guests were involved in, including Lauren Fates. And I ran into her. We talked about Earthbound. And I set up a show in the future with her. Clayton, I don't know if you're going to be happy about this.
Oh, boy. Probably not.
Are we in the post-podcast? You guys are doing, like, business stuff? Should I leave?
Get out of here, Sammy.
The moment the podcast is over, Tim is forced to leave. No one can stay. Right. So we have to do business on there.
Yeah. I set up a show in which you and I, by a certain date, are going to play and complete Earthbound.
Why did you do this to me?
Because we gotta do it, Clayton. We're gamers, this is a gaming podcast.
Integrity.
And we're gonna have Lauren Fates on, and we're gonna have it out. We're gonna talk about this game.
You gonna fight?
No, we're not gonna yell at her, or hurt her. No.
Alright.
Do you have to get that off an emulator now?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Which you can do pretty easily. Yeah. I've tried this fucking game.
Oh, hold
like
on.
Three
Sammy, are you going to go all moral on us about using emulators?
I was for a bit, but now you've taken the steam out of it.
Whatever.
If I can find it on a whatever, I'll buy it. Sure.
I mean, I played Super when I first moved to Chicago, I had a laptop. Mm-hmm. And because it was easy to do over 56K AOL connection,
right.
I downloaded a C64 emulator. And then downloaded some old games for Commodore 64 because they were super small and easy to do over dial-up.
Right.
And so I played old RPGs when I lived in Efficiency in Uptown.
Yeah.
And you're like, it was that life of, well, I'm barely making it by a temp job.
Yeah.
That I only work maybe I'll work every other week and yeah. I'll go to IO 7 nights a week and then I'll go home to this Efficiency in Uptown with no furniture. I guess I'll play an RPG for 2 hours. life.
Yeah. Boy, I haven't been that IO 7 days a week guy in quite a while. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, other than that, that's basically Tim's life. Seven nights a week.
The other thing I was going to ask. You and I, all of us are a little bit older now. What do you feel like are like the go-to games that are getting people into video games nowadays, like that you can think of the past, say, 5-10 years? I feel like Skyrim was probably one of them. I think that was huge with kids today.
What I'm going to ask you to narrow that down, getting people into what kind of games?
I think, like, in the way that, let's say, maybe console.
Console, because women are the number one demographic on mobile.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah, Candy Crush. Oh, I didn't even
Candy
think about
Crush.
That.
Angry Birds.
Simpsons Tapped Out.
Fruit Ninja. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Ninja?
Yeah.
So, like, all those really short on-the-bus things or simple...
Yes, on the
things.
Way to work and stuff.
Yeah, women love those games. Sorry, I'm not gender stereotyping. Everyone loves those games.
But those are what Sam is saying.
Well.
Well, that's good, though.
Bitches!
They also be shopping. You're
right.
Yeah.
Well, Daniel Strauss chose his system because his wife plays Little Big Planet.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, right, yeah. Hey, man, that's nice, though.
Yeah. That's
a nice guy.
But I think you're absolutely right, and we've talked about this many times before. Do you think they're going to have handheld consoles in the near future, or is it just going to be phones?
Well, they do have handheld consoles. I don't know how popular they are. Phones
I mean, like,
are
another
so
generation of them.
Yes, they're going to do it for kids.
Sure, yeah.
They're going to do it for kids, but phones are so powerful now. I'm waiting for an iPhone 6, because I have credit on the iTunes store. Mm. I'm going to get an iPhone 6. But as it is, I have an iPhone 4, which is old. I'm making quote marks.
Thank you for saying
that. We have supercomputers in our pocket.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, I can play any game I want from the iTunes store, basically, and it's amazing. I have an iPad, which, is again, in my hands, is just a computer.
Yes.
And I can play a gajillion transported over RPG games or action games. Is that Infinity Blade?
Yeah.
That will get you hooked.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool game.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, like, that's kind of the interesting thing is, like, when they start releasing JRPGs and stuff like that on those platforms on, like, iOS and shit, it's like, who is this for? Is it for our generation or is it for the next generation to be like, oh, what's this game all about? Yeah, I don't know.
And that's the thing, like, the average gamer age keeps rising because, you know, we're not done.
Yeah, yeah. Like, not by a long shot, man.
But the good thing is that they're making them more casual because people don't have enough time to invest in them.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that. I don't care, because in WoW there's a big divide, World of Warcraft, WoW, and even in Guild Wars 2 there was, oh, casuals, fuck those guys, it's all about hardcore and being a real player. It's like, no, guy, I have a real job.
Yeah, I got shit to do.
I got shit to do. I'm gonna spend some money in the gem store to, you know, to save 3 hours of gameplay so I have this item so I can have fun with the game I paid for.
Yeah.
Gem store.
Well, that's what it is for their pay to play.
Hey, man, sounds awesome.
The other thing in terms of, like, the kids coming up today, I feel like there's so much more dark shit in video games now than there ever was
really is.
When
yeah.
we were coming up. Like, you know, you had Fallout and you had sort of darker themes, but, like, The Last of Us, like, thinking of me at, like, age 8 playing that, that would have blown my goddamn mind.
Well, isn't it rated Y-14? I don't even know what the rating system is.
Oh, yeah. But
it's a TV rating system.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like my parents never really paid attention to that stuff very much. I think parents, you know...
I got carded one time when I was,
right?
like, picking up an M for Mature, and I was like, you serious? Like, it was, like, 14 or whatever. I was
yeah.
like, what are you fucking talking about? And the guy was like, you gotta be 18. It was, like, a Blockbuster
wow.
or whatever. And I was like, okay. So I went and got my mom, and I was like, so my mom's here with me. Like, she was in the car. Can I get this now? And he's like, yeah, that's fine. I'm like, what is this? Like, it's so weird. Because
yeah.
she was like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That game,
so weird.
Nintendo Strip Poker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. When I was 14, I was playing Nintendo Strip Poker. Just to fucking get some of that juice out, you know? Shit was, oh boy, I didn't understand what was happening with my little body.
Well, it's also as a culture, it's just, we're just smart. We know all the tropes. We know all the stories.
Yeah, right.
So they have to go somewhere to make us feel something.
Yeah, boy, oh boy. The Last of Us, let us tell you, Sammy, will make you feel something.
Yeah.
I play Walking Dead. I have the last episode of this season.
Of season 2?
Of season 2 Walking Dead game queued up to go, and I'm just like, I don't know if I can do it yet.
Yeah, I forgot to talk about that. I did finish that. Surprises, it's pretty emotional.
God damn it!
There's some choices you have to make, and they are tough.
Wait, what?
There's no, like, fun episode in those games.
No.
It's just like...
No.
Yeah.
Like a vehicle level.
A kart racer.
Yeah. When I play those games, I go, my night is
ruined. Racing and
shit. Yeah, when I play those games, I'm pretty much saying, yeah, the next hour or so is just ruined emotionally for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I gotta watch some scandal or something to make up for it.
Scandal.
So...
Rated Y, 14.
So if we have younger listeners, probably don't. But
I can't imagine this being recommended by parents to their children.
I guess what we're saying is go back and play your early squares. They're very good. Those are games that got me into it. Play your Final Fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
Your Ultimas, those early ones. Do you think those are still playable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just you've got to make that concession to old-timey UI. Like, we didn't know how to do UIs. Everything is like keyboard shortcuts.
Right.
Everything is meant to be played at a certain pace because we had disk drive times.
Yeah.
Remember those guys? Disk drives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's a funny thing for me compared to you guys. You would load off this on, you know, 3.5-inch floppies.
Yes.
I remember
Rebel
those.
Assault.
Yeah.
I had that on.
So you would load onto your computer. Then consoles got famous and popular because, oh, you just slap in a cartridge, you could play.
Yeah.
And then when disk drives came back for consoles, people were like, loading? Ooh, what's this mean? Why can't I just play right away?
Yeah.
So it's fun to see that weird cycle happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was the realization, I think, of like, oh, there's like cartridges. Like, yeah, they're pretty fucking shitty compared to like what a CD can do.
So it is that time that we actually get to business and plugging and whatnot. Sammy, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, well, thank you.
Before we do that, though, I still feel bad about that guy at Best Buy and how I handled him with his divorce. Do you mind if we...
Yeah, that dude was still real.
Do you mind if I try that interaction one more time?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
Where are we from the beginning?
Yeah, we're going to try it again, pretend we just rewind, and I'm going to do my best and be just, you know, a good employee.
All right,
okay, here we go.
Lights up.
Hello there. Welcome to Best Buy. Did you find everything you needed?
Absolutely. Got my phone here. I'm all set.
Okay, great.
Really excited to get home.
Great. Great.
Son, I'm going to kill myself when I get home.
Do you want me to call someone? Should I call
That's why I bought this phone, right?
Sir, I noticed that this phone, it has a warranty, but you could also buy on top of this a product replacement plan.
What, are you shitting me right now? I just told you I was going to kill myself! Son, did you not hear me?
It's only $10, and here's what
Are you trying to upsell me?
Here's what would happen. You could
I just told you I was going to kill myself!
You could just bring it.
You're going to do this after 9/11?
That was 3 years ago. That's not a big deal.
Whoa! God damn it!
Sir, is there a problem here? I'm the store manager.
This man told me to go kill myself.
No, I did not.
Tim Dunn, you're fired.
Guys, I probably should have gotten fired. I think I've learned my lesson.
Is that what happened?
That is what happened.
Whoa. Dark, dude.
Stuff to plug. Well, I'm going to start us off. Guys, this is the first show since it's been out in the open that the Shoxies aren't a thing anymore. If you see me in the street and want to hug me, I don't look too scary, go ahead and do that. But we have shows the next month and a half. We're kind of wrapping up. We're going to do one last show at the Public House Theater. Stay tuned to the Shakti's page for that. And then, boy, what am I going to plug on the show after that?
You got to plug the next episode.
I guess so. Yeah. That'll be fun.
Well, that's too bad. I'll definitely try to come to that Public House show.
Thank you, buddy.
I mean, really, everybody, like the Shakti's has been an institution on this podcast. The only regular thing I think that Tim has been able to plug, so we all gotta go and support
him.
Sure. So.
Thanks to everybody that helped us out with the pilot and just came to our shows and whatnot. Sammy, what do you have to plug?
I have to plug another podcast. It's called Pop Fury. You can find us on popfury.libsyn.com. We're also on Stitcher. We're also on iTunes. Feel free to get local Chicago comedians, and we talk about pop culture and shit. Clayton was a guest for our fall movie preview, and
that's right.
Nice.
It was pretty hilarious.
I didn't pull any punches.
Some executives in Hollywood are really smarting, everyone. Yeah.
I can see that episode being like, I don't want to see that.
It's more than that.
Spoilers, dude. It's. I don't want to see that, and here's why. It sucks.
But very angrily and vulgarly, which was great.
Yeah, earning that explicit tag for you.
And then sometime in September, I'm very happy to have the guest Tim Dunn on. We'll take care of that business off the air.
Absolutely.
Do it now.
You know, you and I should talk about, I mean, it doesn't have to be the whole episode, you and I should talk about some Avatar The Last Airbender or Legend of Korra.
Already done.
Fuck! Who did it?
Clayton.
Hell yeah.
Come on!
And John Anderson. We have a special mini-sode. It precedes the fall movie preview. That would be episode 4. Feel free to check it out.
We didn't talk about this. That last Legend of Korra episode was awesome, wasn't it?
So good.
Those fights.
So
Holy
good.
God.
Watched it three times.
I'm glad Henry Rollins isn't going to be on there anymore.
Worst voiceover. So, someone's got to be giving him direction, right? Someone's got to be saying, hey, Henry, that's a bit flat. I know what you're going for. You're trying to be, you know, dispossessed from life. You're coming off just flat.
It kind of worked with the character, but I feel like it was more me justifying it after the fact. Like, it's like, oh, I see why they did this, I hope. Like, anyway, we'll talk about this off the air.
Guru Lahima is who inspires me.
You know what I could use less of? I don't mind these, like, new, like, lava bender and stuff like that, but I kind of want to be like, all right, this is all we need right now. Like, we don't need new, like, weird iterations of the powers or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I did like when she threw the metal armor onto the explodey girl's head, and then it exploded. Because I do remember
that
being like,
awesome.
This is a kid's show.
Yeah. You know what I mean? They pushed it pretty hard this season. Yeah.
Well, awesome. Remember the first season ended with a murder-suicide.
That's right.
Shit was awesome.
Yeah. Clayton, what do you got to plug?
Oh, man. Late 90s, Wednesdays at 8 at IO. Tonight I got a Big L Bus show. Wait a minute. It's not tonight for you. It's Sunday for you, listener.
It's Tuesday for them. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. What's happening?
Next Sunday, come
my
check
brain
out.
Is
we've been doing this for 2 years.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what's happening. I started thinking about Korra, and I just started going crazy. The shit's so
good. In case you guys didn't know, they're going to release all Season 4 at one time.
Is that right?
It's coming out now. Season 3 and 4 in Australia is coming out in the fall, like December or whatever. And they release all of them online, you know, all of them at once. So which means, you know, on the internets, you get all Season 4
at
once.
That's way sooner than I thought.
Binge.
That's great.
Binge time.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, and Big Al Bust Sundays at 9:15 and fucking whatever else. You check it out.
Any hijinks stuff come up?
Oh, yeah. We got that show. Yeah, that's going to be the last Saturday of the month at like 11:30 at night or something. It's going to be a light one. But it's at the Public House. Come check it out if you want to.
Back to weekends.
Yeah, this one time. Our schedule's a little bit fucked right now. But you should check it out because we're going to do a one-minute show. Never been done before.
Full ticket price?
Full ticket price. One-minute show. Runtime to be determined, but the show itself is going to be one.
Follow Facebook for the Facebook for the blowback on that one?
Yeah. Going to get a lot of... Are people already... find this polarizing, so it should definitely go over well. But yeah, come check it out.
I bet there's probably like a 50-minute Q&A. I bet that's the thing.
Nah, dude.
I bet you time has slowed down and they replay moments.
Right.
That made me think of a good idea.
Yeah. Sammy, thanks again. And Clayton, take us out with one of your catchphrases.
Me, but I'm too big.
Bye, everybody.
This has been a Nerdalogs production. For more on the Nerdalogs and our shows, please go to www.nerdalogs.com.
Thank you all. I am GrabBot23548X.